actually give a whole talk about treating our work like an athletic event. And when you see it that way, it doesn't mean you don't have fun. And I mean, having a shift drink and hanging with people you just did battle with should never be taken away.
But I mean, what's wrong with, like, calling that out a little bit? It almost feels like our industry is growing up a little bit. And I know it's easy to hold on to, like, it's easy to hold on to what was and to really glorify it. And I liked the School of Hard Knocks. I liked how hard life was. I felt like I was doing something not a lot of people could handle. But it doesn't mean it needs to be the norm. And I think to have that stuff challenged, I don't think is that awful.
This collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
Shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Mumber Foods Live, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial,
Chef Dan Monroe.
Wrap, tape, and rotate because the boys are about to set your Nissan claws. Are the Good Brothers.
Oh, welcome everybody. It's Thursday. I'm still adjusting the volumes on all my microphones. Make sure I have the right volume. My microphones are loud, Dan.
Loud AF.
Yo, it's loud AF.
Loud AF.
You're like bumping. You're speaking the teenage language now, bro.
Yo, I gotta learn. I gotta keep up with these kids, man. They always talking. They always got something going on. I don't know what they talking about half the time. They be saying some shit. I'm like, huh?
That's true.
Back in my day, they didn't mean that.
Hell yeah. They don't talk about crazy shit. We don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Why are we playing this song? We're gonna start with this song? No.
It's okay. It's okay. Things are just, you know, we're just not right. You know, we're
something
mourning.
Something feels off. I don't really know what it is that feels off, but something definitely feels off. I can't quite put my finger on it, Dan. I don't know.
It's just not feeling like 100%.
Yeah, I don't understand why. It feels like one third is missing. Is what it feels like. I can't explain it.
Yeah. It's definitely an emptiness for sure.
Yeah. Well, listen. Maybe we'll figure it out as the show continues, we'll figure it out. Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy, Chef Plum. Chef Dan coming at you live here on a Thursday. We're excited to be hanging out with you. Happy Cinco de Mayo, Dan. Shit, what am I? I'm not even saying that to you. I should probably say that.
Yeah, sure. You can say that to me. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Five Cinco
and
de Mayo.
Mayonnaise. It's all good, man.
It's mayonnaise day, right?
Yo, any reason to eat tacos. That's all I got to say. All right. Anything Mexican in general. Mexican food is fucking delicious. So,
but they do not like to talk on the radio.
No, they don't. They don't. And I understand. It's rough out there. You know, not everybody's comfortable getting on a microphone and talking about what they love. You know, so it's.
I guess. But we were trying to. We're doing a show on Mexican food on Seasoned, and that's on WNPR Radio, Dan. Every week, every Thursday, you can catch that as well as Sundays or. Any place you find fine digital audio, you can find that fine program.
Awesome.
But we're doing a show on Mexican food, and we wanted to talk to like a nice mom and pop Mexican restaurant, and we couldn't find. We got lots of just people just not interested, and it was remarkable. And I actually called Dan to help us. I'm like, dude, can you help us? Because he knows a lot of people, and you didn't have much success either, did you, buddy?
No, funny enough, I'm waiting on a few callbacks. I actually went to a place to talk to them to try to encourage them to, you know, wanted to shine a light on their restaurant, on their establishment, to show what they're doing, to show that, you know, that they're living the American dream. I think
totally. That's
a beautiful thing to me. I love that. So when you told me, when you called me and said, hey, find me somebody, I was like, I got to find somebody. So I'm still hoping. I still have hope. This dude I talked to today, I think he's really interested. He just Cinco de Mayo. they're still busy. They're serving up tacos right. like crazy. So, I mean, it's going to be their thing, but it's to keep them going. So it's not just Cinco de Mayo. It's, you know, 5 days a week, 7 days a week. They're, you know, feeding their family. They're doing, they're living that dream that we all love. It's food. And I want to get that out there. So I hope we can figure that out.
Well, it's funny because one of the phone calls we got, I think it really does kind of show the world we live in now. I guess in like hospitality media and food media. I mean, a lot of people asked, they were like, how much money? How much? And it just goes to show you how people, I don't know, man, they're just getting fucked in their restaurant. Like, they'll have a food blogger come in and want to feature them, but then charge them to do it. Like, that shit ain't right, man.
I think even expecting free food.
I agree.
Like, these influencers who come in and say, oh, I'm an influencer. You know, I set up this appointment. I'm going to take pictures. And it's cool. I appreciate it. Thank you. But also, you should be supporting the business that you're influencing.
Like, some of our good friends who are influencers, like our friend Stephanie at CT Bites, she insists on paying for everything.
That's great. And sometimes you'll get a hookup. They'll throw something at you. You know? And that's, you know, that is what it is. But walking in and expecting not to pay for something or to get something for free or to get something out of somebody for whatever reason, you know, you're supporting these small businesses. These people are living, trying to just, you know, make things happen for themselves. And it's, you just got to take it for what it is. You know?
But look at what it's created now. Like, when we are, we're a pretty big radio show that's on WNPR radio. We want to support restaurants. We're trying to lift them up. And, you know, the first question a lot of people ask is how much? Like, yeah. I don't know. I want to say like hurt my feelings, but I was just like, damn, I felt bad for them. I'm like, that's not what we do here. Like, you should never expect that.
No, you know? No, definitely not.
But
it's
that's
not fair.
That's what's happened. So anyway, we've been working with that. We got a plan B, but we're hoping we're going to give plan A one more day, see what happens. But we're running out of time for the edits and everything. So it's fine. But tonight, also, Restaurant Road Trip, the TV series, premiered tonight, Dan. The one that we shot at Madison Beach Hotel, the best of.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
Looked great on TV. I checked it out. Looked great. Hopefully, you guys check it out. You can find it on the PBS app you can put on your television, or the Spirit TV app, or if you're in the Connecticut area, you can watch it on CPTV, of course, or check it out at Connecticut Public. Oh, wait. Hang on. What is it? At ctpublic.org/roadtrip. Check it out there. Hey, you know what else is happening there, Dan? You can win. This is a serious song. What do we got? What's this?
Getting real right now. Real, he's kicking it.
Let's go. I feel like this song is what's on in the casino all the time.
I mean, it is. You could win right now. Your very own set.
Doesn't it feel like this is what's on in the casino? Like, it's just shit's just playing.
Just pop quarters in. It's 3 a.m. You have no idea. You're wearing nothing, motherfucker.
You're about to go in this nice restaurant. You're making eyes at somebody. You know, that's what it feels like. Turns out the person you're making eyes at isn't looking at you at all, and the restaurant's closed.
Yep. And now it's just creepy. And it's 3 a.m.
That's it. But, yeah, man, that's the episode we shot. It's like the best of. We showed a case of a bunch of restaurants. It's really fun, man. It is remarkable. I'll tell you a little behind the scenes on that. If you look at the new episodes that we shot versus those old ones, the new ones look so much better, dude. Like, it's just the color, the bright. I mean, it just looks so much better.
I think that'll be a great tell in the episode, so, you know, you can actually see the growth in the episodes and know that when more episodes come out, it's going to be bigger and better every time.
Dude, the bumpers on each segment where we shot at the Madison Beach Hotel. The bumpers for each segment there, I mean, bro, like, those look better than the actual episodes look.
That's crazy. Wow.
It's crazy just how much equipment changes in a short amount of time like that, man. It really is crazy.
Technology.
Yeah. Well, we said it was Cinco de Mayo. We had a weird idea tonight. We thought we might give our buddy Gary a shout-out to talk a little tequila with us. I was going to call him at 10:10. But interestingly enough, Dan, let me turn this fucking jam on. It's getting us all vibing. He's at work. So he was like, yeah, I'll put an earpiece in. Give me a shout. We'll talk about it a little bit. Hoping Gary can talk some tequila cocktails with us and that sort of thing. What do you think, man? It's a little bit crazy, right?
I think it's a great idea. I mean, he's going to be in it. I've worked side by side with my boy Gary, pumping it out on busy days. My man's a beast, so I'm not even worried. Like, he holds whole conversations with several people at one time. He's going to be throwing it behind his back, doing the Tom Cruise, having a good time. Yo, that's my dude.
He's a damn good bartender.
Damn good bartender. Yo, he was hooking it up. Now I'm mixing drinks. I got a whole set now of a beaker and a little stir. I'm all about it. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to learn more.
Did you really?
Yeah. I'm excited. He told me all the tools I needed to get. So I made sure I got the right setup. So I had, all the things I can make to make a couple decent cocktails. Now I'm trying to get the lineup of all the different liquors I need.
Well, while I get this number dialed, what's one of your favorite tequila cocktails to make?
Tequila Sunrise. Only because I didn't have a lot of stuff to mix tequila with, and my kids love to make the cherry stuff, the Shirley Temple, and orange juice was always in the house. So we'd be look, we can make a tequila sunrise, and it looked cool. And I don't really drink too much tequila now. Now if I'm drinking it, I'm drinking like some really nice Fiende and stuff, and try to drink it straight.
Oh yeah,
a lot of those drinks are sugary, like margaritas. But I love the new margaritas these days too.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of tequila, man. It's one of my favorite things to drink.
Oh, shit.
There he is. There you go. Live from Antoinette's behind the bar, it's Gary Five Boys. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are we doing?
Well, we're doing well. Cinco de Mayo, are you busy over there or no?
It was a pretty good night, Cinco de Mayo, making a tequila cocktail right now for somebody.
Actually. Hey, well, what are you making?
So I'm making, I call it, it's over the counter in Mexico. So it's tequila, lemon juice, ginger beer, and a float of mezcal.
Tequila, lemon juice, ginger beer, and a float of mezcal. Where do you come up with this stuff, man?
Well, it's a riff on a cocktail that's called a penicillin, which is usually made with scotch. And I wanted to do something with it with tequila. I wanted to do a version.
Yeah.
So penicillin, this is the Mexican version of penicillin.
I mean, it sounds delicious.
Hmm?
It sounds delicious.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to make it for you next time you come in. It's got a little float of mezcal on the top. Just a touch for a little smokiness.
Yeah, that sounds awesome, man. So at Antoinette's, where you're at, I mean, Cinco de Mayo is not a big night, I'm guessing, for you guys. You don't want to serve Mexican food or anything, but I'm guessing people are still coming out drinking, right?
Yeah, we had a few people here tonight. It was good. We did a taco special tonight. It was delicious.
What'd you make as a cocktail special? What was the special?
We had a steak and shrimp tacos. And they were off the charts.
Nice, nice. Well, obviously, I've got Dan here with me, Gary. Dan's like the biggest Gary Five Boys fan club card holder on the planet. He loves you. Jeffy is apologizing. He can't be here tonight. But Dan is another fan love for you right there.
Yeah. What up, Gary?
How you doing, bud?
I'm good, man. You're the man. You're the man. I'm good. Singing the margaritas.
This has got to be a first. I don't know if any other radio show on the planet has ever called a bartender while he's working to talk to him. Hey, let me just ask you a couple of questions, Gary. I know you're busy. Tequila cocktails. Do you have a favorite? Like something that's your favorite cocktail to make?
Well, I think one time we were talking about cocktails, and I had said how margarita is my favorite drink to make. I love it. But people have been really getting into lately. I like making them too, spicy margaritas. And I will say it's my own tequila. I don't buy a jalapeno flavored tequila, and I soak tequila with jalapeno. Hot garlic and just hot chili. Not very long, just like a flash infusion.
Yeah, yeah. Use jalapeno?
I use three different peppers, jalapeno, hot garlic, and chili.
And you infuse that by just leaving that in the bottle for like overnight, or not even overnight, a couple hours, right?
Yeah, a couple hours. I slice them. so that you know, Steve get involved too, because that's really what where he comes from. And then I stayed there for a little bit, and then I scrambled that. And just, you know, besides the heat, you get that nice, the vegetable quality for the peppers.
Oh yeah.
So it's nice.
Well, brother, we might be coming to see you for a cocktail tomorrow night, me and the wife. I know you're busy. I'm going to let you get back to work. The audio is a little rough, but I'll tell you what, we're glad we got a chance to talk to you. It's okay. Dude, you're working. You can't be sorry.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I will say, though, that tequila is one of my favorite things to play with. I've been out in Guadalajara twice. I've been in the fields where they grow the agave. I've seen the Jimador, like, pick the guy out of the ground. I just love tequila.
Have you done that, really?
Yeah, yeah. Great. I was lucky enough to get down there twice, like I said, with Julio, the company, took us down there.
Yeah.
And it's quite an experience. And, yeah, they take tequila so seriously in Mexico. It's no joke. Like, one of the things that your listeners could look for next time they got a lot of tequila is the knob. On every bottle of tequila, and it's the number on the tequila that's associated with the distillery. The Mexican government really regulates tequila so highly.
Yeah.
So we look for that knob. You know that it's like shows how authentic the product is. You know, everyone has one, and it's amazing. Like they really don't joke around about tequila.
But, man. Yeah. I mean, listen. I want to do a tequila tasting with you. I had no idea you were so deep in it.
Oh, yeah, man. Let's do it.
That sounds awesome. All right, look, Gary, stop talking to us. Go make drinks. Go work. Don't worry about us.
All right, guys. Next time, I'll hopefully see you a little more time.
Oh, dude, you're always welcome, man. We'll hope to see you soon, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks, man.
See you, buddy.
Have a great night, Gary.
There he goes. Gary Five Boys joining us live from behind the bar. Okay. At Antoinette. I mean, this guy, I'm telling you, he doesn't want to leave. There we go. Now he's gone.
Oh, man.
Dude, I had no idea he had actually, like, gone and harvested and shit. That's like, if I'd known that, I was like, okay, we should probably have a real conversation with him.
Yeah, yeah. Now, yeah, he loves tequila. He was telling me all about it. He said lately tequila has bumped up. We were having a whole thing, a breakdown about how different liquors have changed hands over time, like how some liquors have become more popular. And he was like, when he was coming up, tequila was huge. Like margaritas were the thing, like everybody's margaritas. So he got really big into tequila.
Hey, that audio was a drizzling shits.
Yeah, it was rough, man. He was throwing out such good information too. And
I know.
I was like, yeah.
I was so happy he starts telling stories. Like, okay, is it getting a little bit better? No, it's not. But hey, that's what happens on this show right now. We just call it in the ring with the dude, you know? I mean, shit. Yeah. He's like, you can call me at work. It's fine. I was like, all right, great. I had no idea that his headset would not be the most pleasant audio.
Yeah, it's rough. It's hard. It's catching all that noise. The place is built for noise. The bar is behind the restaurant. It's like an old
barn.
It's like in a barn. Yeah, in a barn. Yeah, it's like a redone, refurbished barn. It's beautiful. So nice. It's one bar. As soon as you walk in the door, you come inside. There's a few seats to the left. I think a fireplace.
Yep.
Some seats in the back, and then you go upstairs. And
it's
there's
like,
a nice
it's not seats, like seat. It's like couches and like lounge chairs type things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very chill. It should be in Barnes and Noble.
Mm.
If it was in a Barnes and Noble, it'd be dope.
Yeah, yeah. High ceilings.
Yeah, high ceilings. Yeah, I could just see like some books. Everybody should just be reading, drinking, having a good time.
Hey, you know, for years that place was just empty, and then he finally brought Gary in, and Gary's been open up, and the guy's making like an extra $2,000 a week just because Gary's there.
Yeah, he's killing it. And Gary's staying openly. Where he said no one in that whole area is open past 10 o'clock.
Nope.
So he's open till like 2.
Yeah, he hangs out and he slaps up some good ass cocktails. He has a good time. So we love Gary. We had to get him on the show again. I mean, clearly he's got a lot of knowledge. We should definitely get him on one of these days when he's not working. Well, a big shout out to him for even letting us call him at work. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was dope.
He's the weird Gary's shit the man. That goes on. Gary is the man, no doubt about it, man. We did mention it earlier, but we feel a little lost here. We feel like we're missing a third of us. We want to do a little shout out to our friend Jeffy. He is sick at home. He has come down with a little sour tummy tonight or something, right? What's he got?
Yo, listen, you're fucked up. I feel bad.
Well, why is it fucked up? I just got a little sour tummy tonight. So
yeah, but you waited so yo. We should have mentioned some earlier, man.
Why?
Poor dude is like, because he's sleep. I know he's sleep right now, but I mean, and he's gonna be high through the whole episode. But yo, I love this dude, man. He's struggling through it. The whole family got sick. He shouldn't even be sick. It's some bullshit. I'm mad for him, but I got mad love for my dude. Like, you know,
I love Jeffy, but listen,
for his sour tummy. Yo.
He's got a little sour tummy, and not everybody has the constitution that men like myself and you have. It's okay.
Yes, I don't disagree with you. I just, you know, he's lightweight at the drinks. He's growing in age, man. But he's working on it, man. He's getting there.
I mean, when I first met him, he wasn't a lightweight at drinks. He could hold his liquor and do great. Over the past couple of years, maybe it's like getting up in age. He is the oldest out of the three of us.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
I know. I'm a little nervous. I know. See, that's what you do. You respond with comedy. Like, you make these crazy things. Knowing deep down inside, you're like, oh, man, that could be me.
Oh, I'm hell
like,
no. Oh. Dude, I had fucking amniotic fluid injected in my foot. I'm not getting old.
Oh, shit. Yo, when are they going to give you a robot foot, though?
I mean, if it makes sense, I mean, that's all I'm saying. I mean, I'd like a robot. If you're going to do it, just give me the leg. You know what I mean? Give me the whole leg. And let me, not the.
Hello, this is Jose Heineken.
I was tripping, so I did it to myself.
Just tripping on that fake robot leg. That's why you need to have two. I think you'd have to have two.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be off balance. It'd just be better just to have two.
It would be so much better. Hey, when it comes to tequila drinks for you, Dan, I mean, you talked about your tequila sunrise. For me, I think I was really, really introduced to tequila being a cocktail when I first moved up here to the Northeast. Down south, tequila, oh, hey, there's my mic. It's much better there. Tequila was always like a shot thing for me. And it was like, oh, got the bottle with the worm, man. Like, that was the shit was down south growing up in the, you know, the 90s and the 80s. But when I first came up here, when I came up here, my father-in-law, my wife's father, obviously, he was a massive margarita drinker, and he make his margaritas. It was one part tequila, a third triple sec, a third Rosa's lime juice, and a third Grand Marnier. So we did Grand Marnier and triple sec, which is basically two triple secs. But this margarita would put you on your fucking ass. Like, it's all liquor, and there's no sour mix or any of that stupid bullshit, and he squeezed a little fresh lime into it now. But what's remarkable is how it's changed for my man over the years, and now he just like pours some tequila and squeezes a little lime wedge in it.
Dude, Billy sounds like he's putting a little more work into that. He's just like, fuck this, I'm just lime in it.
But let me tell you the story. So I hadn't had one of his margaritas in a long time, right? And we were over there for whatever fucking family holiday was recent. Whatever holiday was recent, we were over at the house, their house, and he was like, Chef, can I get you a drink? And I was like, yeah, let me get some. Usually I have a beer or something. And I was like, you know what, Dad, let me get one of the margaritas. He was like, all right. So he started making me a margarita. He pours the tequila, perfect measurement. He's been doing it his whole life. He eyeballs it, pours his triple sec, pours his Grand Marnier, just eyeballing it perfectly over some ice. He salt rims the glass and everything. He finishes off with a little bit of a little extra tequila on float to give on top to give a little floater. And I was like, oh, great. I go to take it. Dan, he takes his index finger, puts it into the drink, and stirs it with his finger, and then hands me this son of a bitch.
Nice. Hey.
I was like, I mean, we're close, but I don't know if I like stir your drink with my finger close. What would you do? Would you drink it? Would you point it? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I would say, what the fuck is wrong with you? And drink it.
Just to
be like funny, you know, just to be like, because I don't care. Honestly, it's alcohol.
I completely no sold it and just took it and drank it. I was like, thanks, brother.
You didn't even acknowledge it. Yeah, yeah. No, I got to acknowledge
it. I mean, he wasn't like whipping whipped cream with it with his finger. He like put it in and gave it like two little turns.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it'd been funny if you like sucked it off his finger, though. That would have been hilarious. And
dipped it again. I was like, oh, will you stir a little bit more?
Tasted it. Oh, no, not quite. Brought it back.
Somebody needs a little bit more in here. Yeah.
There we go. That's better. Taste it again. There we go.
This is ridiculous. But I mean, yeah, my father-in-law stuck his finger in my tequila beverage and stirred it and then handed it to me like it was nothing. Like, I'm kind of looking around to see if anybody's watching. I want to be like, is he fucking with me? Like, he just want to see what I do? Like, what the fuck? So I did what any other carny would do in the situation. Completely no-sold it. And I was like, thanks, brother.
That's amazing.
Drink that shit.
I see it. I totally see it. I would. If I had to choose what you would have done, that's exactly how I see you playing it out.
Cinco de Mayo, obviously we talked tequila, and we're going to come back to that here shortly, and we're going to take a break here in just a minute. But, Dan, tequila, the drink of Cinco de Mayo, or is it beer?
Honestly, I would think, really, beer.
Motherfucking seltzer.
Yo, beer, hard seltzer. The Heineken. Yo, it's the good joint, man. The Heineken, but it's non-alcoholic.
Jose Heineken, I fucked up.
That's my dude, Jose.
That's Jose.
Yo, that's Jose. Hey. Fuck.
We had a good time with that shit, man.
No, it was a great time. That was a great... just going through and talking about alcohol, talking about food, talking about anything in this genre of the most delicious ingredients available, and just being able to try all these things. Talking about, now I want to go to this... I want to go see some agave plants. I've seen them do it on TV, but I've never been there. Yeah. I find out where Gary went. I'm going to go check it out.
I mean, he probably went to Mexico. I mean, he works for one of the biggest distributors in the world.
Damn.
Hey, we might have a chance to go do something very similar to what we did at the whiskey. Go do it with chicken wings out in Long Island for the New York West Wings Festival this year.
Yeah, I love chicken wings. I eat chicken wings. I eat the shit out of them. I'm gonna tell them how it is, though. We gonna judge it? Can we judge it? I want
to
judge.
They asked me to judge. They didn't ask all. They asked me to come on and judge, and I thought we could go maybe and just record.
Okay.
You know, but you get to eat all the chicken wings still.
As long as I eat chicken wings, man, that's fine.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. It's our boy Matt Corey. Remember him? You met him.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. I remember talking about it. Yeah, I'm definitely down. I love doing that. Fun.
So anyway, beer. Is beer a thing for Cinco de Mayo? What do you think?
All right, definitely. That's what I got all my guys. I got them all beers. I was like, yo, fellas, come here, man. I brought them out to the car. And I had cases in my back for Christmas.
Oh,
cases
yeah,
of beer
yeah.
In the back of my Pathfinder.
Yeah, but that's not Cinco de Mayo.
No, I'm just saying, but they were so excited about beer. Like, they love beer. Like, tequila, I give them tequila, and they're like, oh, and then they drink it, and then they're done. But the beer, I don't know, they have...
It's like a gift.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this is what they love beer.
They all start hugging you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, every kitchen I've worked in with any good Mexican brothers or something like that, you know, if you just talk about beer, that they're happy and you're friends with them immediately.
And right? Also, I think also when you reflect on what who made Cinco de Mayo popular, it's probably the original Corona.
You think so?
Yeah, because they did. They were really the ones that pushed Cinco de Mayo. They were the ones that were like, you know, marketing. This is, you know, oh, go drink beer. I mean, that's really where it came from.
Well, we're going to take a quick break real quick. But when we come back, Dan is going to break down what Cinco de Mayo is and why it is what it is. And then we'll talk a little bit more about cocktails and what we like to make. And then Dan's got some facts about tequila for us to figure out if it's real or fake. So stay right there. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy, Chef Plum. Chef Dan, Jeffy's at home with sour tummy, but we hope he does better. We'll see him very soon. Stay right there. We'll be right back right here on Plum Love Foods Live. Oh, yeah, Dave. Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco, and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM. That's ErgoChef.com. Oh, hell yeah, Dan. Do you know, my friend, where good food starts, Dan?
Yes, I do.
You do know? Wait.
Absolutely.
Dan, I don't know if you'd actually... Do you really know?
I absolutely 100% without a doubt know exactly where good food starts.
Does it start in the farm?
It starts at The Pantry.
Whoa!
Connecticut.
Wait, what's The Pantry, Dan? Go ahead and read my line.
The Pantry is the number one gourmet specialty food shop in Fairfield, Connecticut. At The Pantry, their main goal is to provide customers with superior food choices, along with legendary customer service you'd expect in an upscale market. The Pantry in Fairfield has it all.
Heineken,
Shit, I can't play the song back again. Damn it.
Nope. You're up. Waiting for it.
My fault. Wait, that's right, Chef. Award-winning pastries, spectacular prepared food choices, an amazing deli and salad bar, specialty and mainstream groceries, top-quality meats, seafood, produce, and more.
What sets The Pantry apart from the competition?
What does set The Pantry apart from the competition, Dan?
Oh, great customer service.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Great food and they're great employees. Don't count the checkout.
What? Hold up. Wait a minute. I got you. Hold up.
This is Jose Heineken.
Sorry, go ahead.
Don't forget to check out the take-home menu section at... Oh my God, I can't... Now you got me.
You are a disaster.
Don't forget
Jeffy is definitely better doing live reads than
section.
You.
As well.
Listen.
Yeah, it had to be good until Jose showed up. Listen, I want to recommend Moroccan style chicken breast with sweet, spicy dried apricots and date sauce. The shrimp and grits is incredible. The espresso Guinness barbecue pulled pork is out of this world.
Hey, you know what else I think you guys have? You have some drugstore type items that help people with sour tummies. So if Jeffy is hungry and has a sour tummy, he can go to The Pantry in Fairfield. The Pantry, 1580 Post Road in Fairfield, Connecticut, where the good food always starts. Oh, okay. Hey, you know what's happening right now, too? If you go to ctpublic.org/roadtrip, you can win yourself an amazing knife block set from Ergo Chef Knives. 12 pieces, a steel, some scissors. Check it out, ctpublic.org/roadtrip. It's free, and get yourself some new knives. Oh, Dan. I got to reorganize where these drops are on here.
Hey, it's a process. You got to learn them one way.
I got to figure it out. I don't know. Big shout out to Jeffy. He's at home with the sour tummy. We miss him. We love him. We want him to do better and hopefully get back. And, you know, I feel bad. You're right. We've been giving him a hard time, and he's been going through a lot of shit right now, and you know, with his job and with his work and... we definitely love him, and we think about him constantly, and I want him to know that, even though we, you know. Listen, like we said, it's all about the Constitution. Some of us have more, like Dan and I. Some of us don't. That's all it is.
Hopefully, you know, rub off on him. I'm going to send a little bit in the mail. Put some in a box.
Some Constitution? That sounds gross.
No Constitution. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
It's not gross. It's not gross that it's in the box. It's how it gets in the box that's gross.
Do you need a black light to see that? Because that sounds terrible.
Hey, it is what it is, man. Wow. When it shows up, you definitely see it.
Well, I don't know how that works. I don't think I want to know how that works. But what I do want to know a little bit about, maybe you can help us, Dan, is just a little explanation. Do you know? I thought you might be a guy who might actually know what Cinco de Mayo is, what it's about, the story behind it. Do you know any of that?
Yeah, I know a good amount of it. Being my wife's family is Mexican, so. I try to learn as much as I can, but Cinco de Mayo isn't really what most people... What do you associate Cinco de Mayo with when people say Cinco de Mayo?
Oh, Corona.
Corona. And partying.
No, like partying, like having tacos and doing all this fun stuff and, like, you know, celebrating Mexican culture and heritage. That, I mean, I'm being serious about that. Like,
yeah.
But I understand that's not what it's about, but that's kind of what it's become. Much like Christmas. You know, Christmas, the actual, you know, Christmas itself isn't about some dude in a red suit giving prizes to everybody. It's, you know, it's more to it than that. But that's what it's become in my head.
You're right. It's a great example because even people who aren't Christians celebrate Christmas. And, I mean, Cinco de Mayo originated in Puebla. It was a battle of Puebla, which is a region in Mexico. It was with the French, and they won. And it wasn't what most people associate with Mexican Independence Day. It wasn't that at all. It was just this one battle in this one area, and they overcame odds that they shouldn't have been able to, and eventually got them out of Mexico City as well. So it was a battle fought. It was a celebratory thing, and yeah. It became a big thing. And
that's where they like invented Corona.
Then, like I mentioned earlier, Corona was like,
yeah,
yo,
like the Coca-Cola and the polar bears.
Yeah, and Santa, they owned the rights to the Santa's image. Coca-Cola, yep, they owned the rights to Santa's image.
Stop
because
it.
They were the first ones to post it and trademark it, and they technically owned the rights to Santa's image.
That, swear I to don't, God. I mean, listen, Dan, you definitely know things in the world. I won't ever take that away from you. That seems a little bit crazy.
It's crazy because you think about when Santa was created. Like it's not that old a character. The story is older than the actual white beard, red, whatever the hell he wears.
All right.
Pajamas.
Okay, fair enough. But back to Cinco de Mayo.
Okay, sorry. Yes. So, jalapenos, beer, tequilas. But Puebla is really where it's from. It's mistaken for Independence Day, which is not. It's September 16th is Mexican Independence Day. That is the true day from 1810, which was they got their independence from Spain. But Cinco de Mayo is its own thing, but it's become this American. I think it's more of an American holiday. And most Mexicans I talk to on a daily basis will refer to it as an American holiday. And I know some from Puebla who do celebrate it. They're okay. That's their area, and they celebrate it as part of their celebration. The ones who are not from Puebla don't consider it. That's their thing.
Well, shout out to them. Shout out to them. You know,
hell yeah.
Shout out to Mexicans. Yeah.
Celebrating.
Shout out to Pueblo. Shout out to all those things. Joining us live from the sour tummy bed, Chef Jeffy is here. Jeffy.
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys. I'm in quarantine. I have COVID. I don't have a sour tummy.
What? That's not the email I got from you. You said, hey, buddy, can't be on the show tonight, sour tummy. And you put a little, like, sad face on it.
You twisted so much. You were like, bro, don't come on the show tonight. You sound like shit. I don't want to hear your voice on the TV show, on the radio.
And, that sour tummy's got you thinking we're doing TV, too? Jesus, Jeffy. Hang on.
I do feel a little down in the dumps, but, you know, life's going to go on.
Oh, dude, don't be down in the dumps. Listen, I got you right here.
Hello, this is Jose Heineken.
Hey, my man Jose.
It's my favorite new thing.
Hello, this is Jose Heineken.
We actually thought, Dan and I were texting, that maybe you had just been out partying for Cinco de Mayo and having a few lime seltzers, maybe some salsa and chips, and had a little too much, which gave you sour tummy, which is why you're not here.
No, I didn't do it. No, I did eat an edible.
That's not going to help.
A small one. Well, because I don't want to smoke anything because I have the congestion and the COVID.
Yeah, don't smoke that shit. Did you hear Gary? We called Gary.
No, I didn't even hear that. I missed it totally.
Yeah,
get the link.
It was a I didn't put it out. I've been a little busy. It was a terrible connection, and it was loud. He talked a little bit, then we had to move on. But he's harvested. He's harvested agave before, which is pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I was just going to defend him a little and say he's probably the busiest single-handed run bar I've ever seen.
Well, we were putting him over. We were like, we're so grateful to him even be able to talk for a couple of minutes. But, you know, we should love
him. He's a legend.
Dude, the guy's a fucking animal, right?
Yeah, if you're in Newtown, go to Antoinette's, man. Best place to get a cocktail.
No doubt really, about it.
Like, gorgeous. The atmosphere, the drinks are delicious. Don't let him mix them up on you because he'll hit you with an absinthe drink and then another drink and then another drink. And then Plum has to pull the car over.
Oh, Jeffy.
It's a mile drive. I can't even make it. It was
sour tummy.
Hey, listen, I want to give you a credit. I thought you were down for the count. Like, and that we were texting earlier and I got your email about the sour tummy, but like, you sound okay.
Well, I've been sleeping all day. I talked to you earlier. I was in bed. I slept. And then I got up and I've been drinking this like sleepy time cold tea.
Yeah.
And then eating vitamin C and what else? Shout out to Yair. He brought me some soup and some stuff, some orange juice and shit. I've been drinking that.
Yeah. Dan can make matzo balls, I heard.
Dan can make the mean matzo balls, man. He's got a couple.
Well, Jeffy, could you hang out with us for a few minutes here? Or do you need to go lay down again? Is the room spinning a little bit? Are you okay?
Excuse me. I could definitely hang out a bit.
Was that a sneeze?
Like I said, just a little congestion. I got a little bit of the COVID. I got the light COVID because I've been vaxxed and waxed, and I'm overtaxed.
Does the COVID make you sneeze like a 90-year-old woman?
I have, like, really bad, like, my nose is just running all the time.
Shove some tissues up here and let them sit there.
You know, that's one thing I don't have is tissues or paper towels. I have a little toilet paper, but I don't want to use it all up before I have to go and get some more. I want to go infect everybody.
Well, you could use a little toilet paper. All right. So, well, Dan has done a bunch of research, Jeffy, and he's got – and we're so thankful you're here, by the way. We're so thankful you're here.
I'm
you're
so
alive.
Thankful to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my
Thanks
God. Hey, listen, shout out to you for getting through this. Sour tummy, COVID. Shout out to Jeffy. This is incredible.
Jeffy.
I mean, we started the show off talking about how it felt weird. It felt like a third of us was missing, and we couldn't figure out why. But, Dan, I figured it out because Jeffy wasn't here.
Yep.
That's what it was.
It was good.
Yeah.
It's good now.
Yeah, it had to be what it was. I mean, it was either Dan or our man, Jose.
Hello, this is Jose Heineken.
Jose from Heineken.
Yeah, oh, okay.
I think he still works for Heineken. You should send them that drop. They could use it. It could be like an awesome, like a huge, like
marketing
Heineken
campaign.
Ad. Yeah, wow. Jose from Heineken.
It's Jose from. He should have commercials. Dan, didn't he have a mustache?
Yes. Yeah. I'm gonna say yes.
He had like a mustache, and he had
He was like 5'4".
He was 100% a champion. He was a champion with a mustache.
5'4", but Jose fucks. You can just tell.
No doubt about
it. He was
a
man. He was cool. No, he was cool. It's fun. It's fun, but he was really a cool dude. Like he got into the conversation. He knew that if you brewed the beer twice,
yep,
there'd be no more alcohol.
That gets rid of the alcohol. If you brew it twice, there's no more alcohol. That he's a fucking champion. He's a champion with a mustache.
That's amazing. I would think if you brewed beer twice, it'd be twice as strong.
What? No, Jeff, that's just not even close to what actually happens. Jose told us.
Non-alcoholic.
No. Non-alcoholic. Yeah, it was non-alcoholic. Jose told us. He was a champion. We know that Jose knows what he's talking about.
Jose from
Heineken, Lola. He's here. Listen. This is the voice of an expert. Let me just show you. This is what an expert sounds like. Ready?
Hello, this is Jose Heineken.
My favorite is, hello, this is Jose from Heineken. And my favorite is, no.
That's why none of the other people would do an interview with us.
I know.
Like, hell
just,
no.
Just listen to that. No. At the end. Ready? Listen.
Hello, this is Jose Heineken.
All right. Back to Dan. So Dan has done hours and hours of research. Jesus. Hours and hours of research. To set up a nice little a bit for us, Jeffy.
So, research on what?
Well, we're not going to tell you yet.
Polyamory?
No. About tequila.
Oh, I love tequila. One of my favorites.
Do you?
Well, Big fan.
Well, Dan, before we get to it, we got to hear Jeffy's go-to tequila drink. What is it, buddy?
Yes, we do.
Oh. All right, you're going to think it's a little crazy, but my go-to, like one of my favorite tequila drinks is tequila and kombucha.
Stop it.
No, it's great, man. I get this like jalapeno lime kombucha and I mix it with tequila and it's fire. It's so good. 50-50 on ice. I'm telling you.
Damn. All right. Well, kombucha isn't that tea that's gone bad?
Yes, it's stale tea.
This you know why you have sour tea. Tummy, because all the weird shit you eat.
I would drink it. It sounds good, actually. That sounds delicious.
I'm telling you, man, the probiotics, it works well with tequila and the agave plant. It's beautiful. Yep. Everything's magic and healthy. Yeah.
I mean, they just want you to think kombucha's healthy because they were running out of places to put their bad shit. That's just not healthy. It goes bad, so you don't drink it. That's why it tastes like shit.
Yo, true story, the first time I drank it, I thought it was the same stuff they gave Christ on the cross. I thought, like, they call it gall. He spit it from his mouth. I was like, man, maybe that might be kombucha. Maybe it was some fucked up kombucha they gave this guy. But I don't know. Now it tastes good. Now they have all sorts of flavors.
in my lifetime, I've had some bad tea several times, and it wasn't on purpose. It was because somebody didn't take the old pitcher of tea out of the refrigerator, and I poured it and drank it. It was fucking gross.
Oh, did it have, like, texture in it? Like, was a little gelatinous in there, or is it, like...
It's, like, fuzzy.
That's why COVID doesn't kill you.
Must be.
That's why you don't ever
slow down. Yo. You can drink alcohol like I breathe.
That's the cure. You took the cure. You didn't even know.
I must have, because, Jeffy, we talked about COVID earlier. Like, Dan and I both, I mean, we really had, I mean, Dan's never had it. And when I did have it, I didn't even know I had it.
I've had it in my house twice. Yeah. And I don't know nothing. I never, nothing.
I ate an old Florida person in Florida. That's how I got it.
I just worked and then I got it. I don't know.
So Dan has a fun. Don't be sad, Jeffy. Dan's got a fun game for us to play. Dan, tell us about this.
Yes, and you guys are part of Dan's Terrible Time and Tequila team.
Hey, all right, let's go. There we go. There we go.
Coming in, drinking, hot, getting drunk, having fun, talking about tequila.
What? Do it.
Let's do this. All right. So we're going.
What do we got to do? Tell us how to play. What are we doing?
So we're going to play a little fun little game. I'm going to give you, it's going to be a two question answer. So it's going to be like a true or false or a yes or no or two options. You guys are going to have the option to pick one or the other.
Okay.
I'm going to track and I'm going to see which one of you know more about tequila.
Dan's terrible tequila touchdown, takedown, tax evasion.
Trivia
game.
I mean, it's tequila team.
Tickle.
All right, guys. Y'all ready?
I think I'm in.
Hello, this is Jose Heineken.
Yes, Jose.
All right. So you're going to ask us the question, and then you'll call on each of us to answer, I'm assuming, and then we'll answer. We'll keep score as to who gets the right answer, because you'll tell us at the end.
Yes, I got you guys. Jeff and Plum. All right, you guys ready?
Oh, he made a score sheet. Jeffy, he's made a score sheet. And
last time Plum won, just by the way.
I want to. Right, of course I did. And Jeffy this time does have sour tummy, so just so you all know, he is a bit of a handicapped.
Bit of a handicap.
I'm old, guys. Not sour tummy. Tummy feels great. I could eat anything right now.
Listen, Jeffy, I'm doing you a favor here.
I'll get some White Castle.
You got this, Jeffy. Let's go, Jeffy.
Let's do it. Ready? Let's do it.
All right. So I'm going to ask Plum. I'm going to ask you guys a question first. I'm going to start with Plum. Does one shot of tequila, which is 2 ounces, have more or less than 70 calories?
Okay, wait. So we're both getting the same question, right?
Yes, both getting the same question.
More or less than 70 calories?
Yes.
I am going to say more.
More than 70 calories for one shot of tequila.
Correct.
Jeff, what would you say?
I'm going to say less.
Less. Okay. Playing the odds, going back and forth.
Figuring, 50-50. You know,
let's see what happens. 50-50. Well, the odds are forever in your favor, Jeff. That's a point for you.
Well, how much?
One shot of tequila is 65 calories.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. Does it depend on which tequila it is? I thought it was 85 on average.
On average, 65 calories. Oh, I'm just throwing off the information.
Damn.
All right. One for Jeff.
Next question.
Sorry, Plum. And that goes with some kombucha, and it becomes a really good, like, slim, kind of healthy drink. I'm just saying.
It's like a tonic. You've mixed yourself a tonic.
There's nothing wrong with a little tonic.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Ready? Question number two.
Wait, Dan, do you want background music or no background music? Are we a serious game or no?
No, we're not serious. We're having fun. I'm just, I get serious. I ask questions. I got notes. I got shit going on for days. I'm Pat Sajak. We're going to wheel that fortune.
I think it'd be Dan
Terrible
Sajak.
Time. Dan Monroe coming to you live.
No, Dan Sajak. From the big... All right, let's go.
No, Dan Sajak. Fuck's Dan Sajak. That guy went to school. That guy.
Well, Pat Sajak was. That's your cousin Pat Dan. Sajak.
No.
All right, my fault.
Anyway, back to question number two. All right. So, Jeff, since you won the last one, I'm going to go with you first on the question.
Hit me.
Can tequila suppress hunger?
Wow.
Can tequila suppress hunger? I'm going to say yes.
He says yes. Okay, Plum. Same question. Can tequila suppress hunger?
I'm going to say yes, too. If you drink enough of it, you'll pass out and not eat.
Boom.
Sounds good. That could also be a thing. But the natural sugars found in agave called agavins can decrease ghrelin, a hunger hormone, by 16 to 42%.
Jeffy, you can fight the gremlins with tequila? I had no fucking idea. Yeah. Don't feed them after midnight. Don't get them in water. But if you have tequila, you're good.
You gotta have tequila after midnight, then they're fine.
Got it. Yeah, if you have tequila after midnight.
All right, so it's 2-1 Jeffy. Let's go.
2-1 Jeffy. All right, next question. This is see how this goes. All right, guys. Is the agave plant?
You're a shit cactus? Game show host.
Wow.
It's
so mean.
I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
I'm thinking I'm on fire here.
You know,
I'm
you're just, killing
I'm
it. You're
just
killing
shitting
it.
The bed. It's all good. It's all good. Hey, you got a bomb. You got a bomb. It's all
good. It was the fourth segue, but here's the thing. You keep swinging, one of them will land. Don't worry.
Is agave plant. Wait, I'm sorry. You fucking me up now.
My fault. Who's
an agave plant?
Me, right?
Is
it goes
not,
to me.
Yes. Yes, to you, Plum.
Agave
is
plant.
The agave plant not a cactus?
Is the agave plant a cactus or not?
Not a cactus.
That's you fucking word and what? Questions make me tricky.
I'm trying to trick you. Yeah.
So is an agave plant not a cactus?
Yes.
I'm going to say yes, it is a cactus.
Okay. I'll accept that answer.
I don't know.
Jeff.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'll accept that answer. Is agave plant a cactus, Jeff?
It is a cactus, yes.
It is a cactus.
Is he Googling?
No.
Yeah.
You're both incorrect.
Oh, come on. What the fuck?
Agave
are you serious?
Is its own plant. It's not a cactus.
That's okay. I'm still winning.
Agave is not a cactus, huh?
Not a cactus. Despite its
so opinion. What is it? An agave?
It's an agave plant, yeah. It's its own
That's
species.
It?
Yep.
So it's sorry, an aloe? Cactus. It's not in the same family as a cactus?
Nope.
I thought it was.
Sorry, guys.
Hey.
Well, hey, man. Thank you for educating us.
Just saying. Yeah. Giving it up, putting it out there. All right.
It's beautiful.
Next question, guys. It's 2-1 Jeffrey. My question is, I'm gonna start with Jeff this time. Can you grow and make tequila from agave from anywhere in the world?
Ooh.
No.
Okay. Plum.
So is it can you grow agave anywhere in the world, or is it can you grow agave and make tequila from anywhere in the world?
Can you grow agave and make tequila from anywhere in the world?
Can you grow agave and make tequila from anywhere in the world? I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Because if you can grow agave, you can make tequila. Or maybe is it some trick? Well, but time out. Is it some trick bullshit where you can't call it tequila?
You already gave your
comes?
Answer.
All right, my fault.
You gave your answer. You are incorrect, Plum. And that is you are answering the question correct with your follow up. It has an appellation similar to champagne, cognac, and fine wines. It can only be called tequila if it's one of five regions in Mexico. And I am not going to attempt to say any of them.
Wait, what about these motherfuckers making tequila in California?
Yeah, I don't know. It's an appellation. I mean, well, if they get the I think if they get the agave from the specific place. But my question was, can you get agave from anywhere? It has to be that. The agave itself has to come from, just like you can take the grapes from California.
You can't call it champagne unless it's made method champenois or it comes from champagne. Otherwise, it's sparkling white wine. I got it. But I was on the right track with that, Jeff. Did you hear that? I was getting there. I was cutting.
Yeah, but
getting...
it was late. You answered. You can't hit the buzzer and answer and then say
Come
you
on,
want
man.
To change your answer.
Come on, man.
How it is. All right, 3-1. Keep going.
3-1. Okay. All right, next question. Number 5.
But
is tequila gluten-free?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I knew you'd both get that one. That was an easy one. So that's a 1-1. And yeah. I only have one more question.
You better get some more questions. You need like 30.
See, I know. This thing's just going, man. Terrible time in tequila team. Questions over. It's terrible timing.
So I won.
You got to do it wrong. Jeffrey is our winner.
Wait, isn't there one more question?
I have one more question.
Yeah, one more question. It's worth 10 points. Here we go.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. Last question for 10 points. Here we go. 10 point. It's a 10 pointer.
Yeah, 10 points. Let's do it.
Big you gonna do it, Jeff? You gonna do it, Jeff?
Yeah.
No, I'm Jeff. In. Oh. Let's see. Now I feel like I have to find like a question.
10-pointer.
Oh, you got to find a question? All right.
No, now I want to find it. No, if you're going to make it 10 points.
Fine. Just ask the question.
Just ask the question.
Plum's got every one of them wrong. They're all going to be hard to him.
Okay. Listen, Jeffy. Maybe I'm trying to make you feel better as you lay in bed with a sour tummy.
All right, fine. Oh, if it's going to be worth 10 points, I'm going to give you an open answer question.
What?
It's not going to be. It's not going to be an A or B. It's going to be you are going to have to give me the answer.
All right, let's go. Ask the question. This game is falling apart.
What is the most part of the agave plant when making tequila?
Wait, time out. Jeffy's got to shut up when you ask the question because I couldn't hear. All I heard was Harry Thomas / somebody else.
Aki, baby.
The component. When you think about the components of an agave plant, what is the single most important part of the agave plant when making tequila? Plum?
I get to go first? I thought it was Jeff's turn to go first.
Jeff? No, Plum, you should go first because you're losing and you're getting 10 points if you win.
I'm not losing.
Sorry, man.
All right. The most important part of the agave plant, right?
The most important part of the agave plant.
Okay, so let me work this out real quick. So when I've watched agave be harvested, don't they dig up the plant? Like, I feel like they dig up the plant. Like, they don't just take it off the leaves. I feel like they dig it up. I'm going to say the roots of the agave plant are the most important part.
The roots of the agave plant. Okay. Jeff, after hearing Plum?
Well, it's more like it's like a bulb or something. I don't know what they call it. Like it's like the stalk or the bulb. Like when they, because they cut that all that away, and they use like a big. It looks like a big like boulder kind of when they make it. I think it's the main root.
No,
I don't think it's the root though. I think it's like the stem. It's like the stalk or the stem or something or the bulb or I don't know what they call it. Though.
That's kind of what I'm talking about.
Yeah. See, it's the same thing.
It's it's the heart.
Yeah,
which is the center.
That's what I said.
I don't know if it's the stem. I think Jeff is right. I think you're
This game is rigged.
But I think
shut up, dummy. The root.
He's right.
On, let's go back to the tape because you said the root.
The tape messed up. We didn't get any tape.
You were like, oh, the root.
Yeah, you did. You said the root, and Jeff said you take out the center, which would be the heart. Like if you were talking about like romaine.
What do the judges? What do the judges say? Oh, Jeff wins.
Jeff wins.
Wait, who are the judges you looking
15,
at?
15-2?
The guy running the show, the host, Dan.
What's the final score of this game, Dan?
I guess 13-2. If you want to know,
Jeff. I had 4 points, right?
No, you didn't. This is a floor wiping that just happened with me.
Hey,
wow.
Hey, next time. You got to study up. I'll give you some notes. You know, I'll slide a little song. You slide me a little song. You know, we'll make a deal.
Or maybe
you got to go back down to Pittsburgh and take some lessons.
Don't you worry about where I'm going down to. I'm a champion.
Go down.
You're both champions in my heart.
Thank you, Dan.
You get a prize too. We're gonna send you some Q-tips. Ooh. We're gonna send you some tooth floss.
Wow,
It's not floss for your teeth. It's tooth floss.
I've never heard it called tooth floss.
No, it's the good stuff. You don't know.
Shit. All right. Well, listen. I appreciate that. That was good. This is our Cinco de Mayo show. We learned a lot today.
More than I thought.
We might have learned that the host of the show tries to make his co-hosts feel good about themselves and throws competitions.
Really good guy to lose like so profoundly.
It definitely could be.
Hello, this is Jose Heineken.
All right, friends, we're getting out of here. We appreciate you guys checking out the program tonight. Thank you for everything. Big shout out to our friend Gary Five Boys over there working at Antoinette's for calling in. Jeffy, I didn't think we were going to hear your voice tonight. We're glad we got you here. Thank you for hanging out. Stay tuned. Jump on the Instagrams. Join us on the dive bar on Instagrams here in just a few minutes. For Chef Jeff, for Chef Jan, I'm Chef Plum. Friends, remember, food is one of the most... Oh, oh, Food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Wow, that just jumped right into it. We'll see you guys next week. Peace. There it is. I apologize. Intro, outro, I can't read. We'll see you guys next week right here on Promo Foods Live.
I'm the tower of power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.
This is Jose Heineken.